XNR and 4ZLK.
Okay, and 0TR. Good evening, Shane.
R and 4ZLK. Hey, Tom. Hope you and Bernice had a good day.
Really pooped. Oh, did a lot of work around the chicken pen. I took the two 20-inch fans down for the winter and worked on the other opposite pin there. There two pins are together and the water supply system. And noticed tonight I had a leak, so I got to pull it out tomorrow and redo it. I think that Lowe's plastic bucket has a leak in it. But we got a new one downstairs. And then did some other things outside. Mowed acorns and hickory nuts for about an hour. And that left my arm pretty numb. But other than that, we had a great day. How was yours?
A good day. Just driving around in the crazy traffic, watching out for people who don't like to watch out for themselves. But I got a question. Does your water system have a heater on it for the winter time so it doesn't freeze over?
Sure, it does. It's about the size of a dish pan. It's about 1 inch thick, Shane, and it's thermostatically controlled, and it won't melt a plastic bucket. So you just set your plastic bucket on that, and then I got those little cups, three of them mounted on it. And I decided a few days ago to go buy a valve and put in the bottom of it there along the side, about an inch up, and put some plastic tubing on it and a hose fitting. That way I can drain it because I can't hardly lift that 5 gallon bucket of water anymore, so I can just drain it now and then pick the bucket up, and then we have to clean those buckets out about once every week or two because they get algae in them.
That's a good idea, and I like that idea of being able to drain it. It makes it much easier to maneuver.
Pints a pound the world around, my mama used to say, so that'd be 40 pounds for a 5 gallon bucket. And that's just more than I can lift anymore.
And, well, that's good. That sounds like you've thought of everything. And keep those chickens happy. And of course, a little algae probably won't hurt them, but I guess you don't want it to get too dirty.
A little bit of apple cider vinegar in it each time we clean it, and then about once a week. But we generally clean them every 2 weeks, Shane. I call it algae. I don't know what it is, but it's suspended in there at times. And they're not getting it because those automatic cups are at the bottom of it, and that stuff forms up around the top. But I just don't like the idea of them having unclean water. But about as fast as you clean those cups out, they'll go pick something up off the ground, and then the cups get dirty again.
Thing about chickens, though, they have a way of spreading the dirt around, don't they? They can take something clean and make it dirty in a heartbeat.
Animals in the world. Oh, I was sitting here talking to my cousin, a retired JAG lawyer, lives down in Florida, and he said, "You tried to talk me out of the Marines, Tom," and I said, "I still would," but I said, "There's nothing greater than the United States Marine, and I love their dress blues. I always envied those, but after going through survival school with them, and I went through 7 months of school in Florida with him, no, I still would not join the Marines. But I sure would respect him.
We couldn't have done it without him. With none of you guys, couldn't have done it without any of you. So, yeah, they've got a good. Their dress blues are. Didn't they change them though? Haven't they changed from what they used to be? Or am I misremembering or misthinking? I thought I read something about that.
We made some changes, but I really don't keep up with it, Shane. The worst thing was that stupid hat. And then the other thing was, and I think they might have changed that some, but they still, everything's tradition. And they had 13 buttons around the front, and that made it rather difficult in certain situations. And they were wool, and I don't know, there wasn't a good place to put your wallet, and all of it falls back to tradition. I think the 13 buttons were the 13 colonies and different things like that. I did love the dungarees to work in that, the bell-bottom pants. Those were great, and they were denim.
I got to see the Air Force dress blues when I went out to Vegas for my oldest son's presentation award ceremony, and they were almost like tuxedos. They were really fancy, but really, really trimmed down. I mean, they didn't have a lot of, unless you had a lot of medals, there wasn't much to them. They were really simple, but nice looking.
They are, but if I had it to do again, I'd say that's probably my choice would be the Air Force. But for uniforms, you can't beat that Marine dress blue. It's just not as far uptown as you can get. But there's a lot of responsibility goes along with that. You know, our nephew flies 787s, and American Airlines, I think, has got the poorest uniform of all of them, yet it's one of the most respected airlines there is. But their uniforms are really pretty plain, and the only way you can really tell if it's a captain or a co-pilot or not is there'll be four stripes on their shoulders if they're a full captain. And that's the same way with the Navy. They'll have four stripes on their opulence or whatever they call them, you know, their shoulder things. But being an officer is a different world altogether. Well, I'm sitting here looking at red dot sights, and I don't know a lot about them. I've had one. But, you know anything about those?
Is that okay? No, I have one, but it doesn't get a lot of use. And I had some plans on using it more than I have. But I don't know a lot. I'm not the person to ask those kind of questions, which one would be good or what's the benefit or anything.
I'm back in 2017 on a Ruger pistol. And it was just a cheap one. And it was only about $75, I think. And some of them you can spend several $100 on. And on that 22 dueling tree I got down there, boy, you can just tear it up. I mean, it's really, really accurate. It's 2 minutes of angle on the dot, but that'd be at 100 yards, I'm sure, which would be 2 inches at 100 yards. Well, you're not going to be shooting that far with a 22 anyways, so I don't see that would be a big issue. Oh, well, that's probably the fun of a chain is looking, not buying. shoot. Well, Bernice is over here mixing up something with pears and what else? Oh, a cupcake she made for Oktoberfest. And I was just getting ready to go downstairs and I heard you. I think it was on the radio downstairs, so I flipped this one on real quick. I'm glad to catch you tonight. Wasn't on much today. Didn't talk to Patrick. And I heard him a couple of times when I was over at the table. And he said it was a slow day. But leastwise, he was getting along good with his truck.
Appreciate the call. My daughter and son-in-law, Connor and Gabrielle, they've been sick for a little while, and I was checking on them. And she sent me a picture of Connor sitting at his desk, and I could see his 991A was turned on, so I thought I'd call him, see if he was on. And he's probably got it turned down or monitoring HF. But anyway, I appreciate the call, and hello to Bernice. And I haven't talked to Patrick at all today. I have to rework have to figure out which truck I'm going to drive more permanently, and then I need to redo the wiring and all that. I have to put the antenna on the one I'm going to drive. We got so many trucks that are down that have issues with it. They're not fixing them, so it's hard to find a truck to drive where somebody doesn't need it later on before I get done. So I've got to. I hate changing trucks in the middle of the day. I'd rather just stay in the same one all day, and I'd rather stay in the same one all the time and not change it every day. So as soon as I get that figured out, I'll have a radio back in my work vehicle.
Sure, that's outstanding. Well, he was talking to the N9 gentleman, and I can't remember his name, but I do remember he's a 9 call, and I was over there eating something, and Bernice made spaghetti and meatballs tonight, and that was really good. And the chickens always like the leftovers. It's so much fun to throw that spaghetti out there and see them go after it like worms. One of them will grab it, and the other one tries to get it out of its mouth.
It's amazing what chickens will eat, though. There's not much that they won't eat. So we used to have them when I was a kid, and they pretty much were free range. They just roam the yard. Of course, when you're young and you're running around barefoot in the yard, that led to other issues. But you just go to the hose and wash your feet off.
And Bernice said back on the farm in Kansas, they'd eat anything. About like hogs, they'll eat most anything, won't they, Mom?
Yeah.
Say hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Bernice, nice to hear you this evening. Hope you're well.
Our nuclear medicine test, where they do a chemical stress test, and they said there's no reason to delay her getting a new store-bought hip.
Hope you buy her the top-of-the-line model. Don't you skip out on her, Tom.
You know, I was thinking about cast iron, you know, at our age, instead of surgical stainless. What do you think?
It depends on how long you want to stay married.
I've been around a little bit for that choice. I had a doctor one time, I was describing, he's the one who put the screws in that my foot, and I was describing it, and I said, well, I got 4 screws there on the side, and they took their Dremel tool and ground off some and put it over on the left side, and I said, then back there in my heel, they put a 3.5-inch sheetrock screw, and he looked at me, he says, That's not a sheetrock screw, Tom, he said, or Mr. Rouse, you know, and he says, that's surgical stainless or one other thing, titanium, I think. And my response was, well, for about $20,000 or $30,000, it ought to have been gold.
Exactly right. I had a titanium pin in my wrist and arm and with 4 screws. And it started bothering me after a couple of years, real painful. And they said, well, they looked, checked it for arthritis, and said, well, we can take it out. It's normally a permanent fixture, but they took it back out, and that cured the pain. I was having trouble turning the ignition key. Some days it would hurt so bad.
Gracious, that is a lot of pain. Well, I never offered to do that. My foot is fused, so looking down on it, the left and right motion is severely compromised, whereas the other one I can go back and forth with. But for years after that, I had to work on overhead cranes and overhead lighting and heaters and stuff, and they told me, said, your balance won't be as good. Boy, they was right about that. And it doesn't get any better with old age, I can tell you that. I need to go up there and blow the leaves out of the gutter now, but I'm having second thoughts about that. My daughter volunteered my son-in-law, but I don't know. I hate to put anybody up there. Maybe Mother Nature will take care of it.
It's probably not a good idea to do what you used to do when you were a little bit younger. There's a couple things that I've second-guessed myself on. I've got a 9/12 pitch roof, and boy, that thing seems steep, and it goes up pretty high, and I've been up on it. I used to climb all over roofs and when I was framing houses and didn't think twice about it, but I'm second guessing myself now. There's some days I'll go to step up there and then I'll say, no, not today. And then there's other days I can not think about it and climb right up there. So, but I still try to be careful.
Yes, sir. That's a good way to do it. But there's nothing to tie off to, or I'd just put a rope around me. But all I do is hang myself, so that ain't going to happen. I give my climbing gear and my full body harness and all that to ND7J years ago. And everything I had to climb towers with. Because I didn't want to be tempting those tree climbing hooks are about the most dangerous, I think. But yeah, I used to get up and walk down the top of our roof back in Kansas. It was a 412 pitch. I can't imagine 912. Good Lord, that is steep. Because I could slide down on my rear end all the way to the guttering, you might say. Well, anymore, what I do is I take a leaf blower and I stand back a couple of feet and blow them suckers out with that. Well, I've had all the trees taken out that get in the gutters normally, but with this stupid hurricane that come through here, it blew leaves from out on the oak trees that's about 30 yards away or so and still blowed them into the guttering.
Okay, yeah, Mother Nature will do that to you. You think you've got the problem solved, and she'll say, watch this. But anyway, yeah, that 912 is very steep, and I'm very, very careful. I usually tie myself off. My boys have climbing gear, too, and ropes and things like that. What's interesting, though, and it's hard to get over in your mind, when I get up on there, if I don't have anything, and you're actually better off standing up and putting your full weight, you know, straight down on the roof. But it's hard to do that when it's that steep. See, my feet end up, when I'm leaning over and you're trying to sit down, you end up sliding a little bit, but you're better off standing up and getting all that weight straight down on the roof.
Send 0TR within 4ZLK. Yeah, I agree very much. And it gets kind of scary when you start sliding. You don't want to stop. The worst thing I ever done was right on the end where the gable was back home in Kansas. I got up there and there was some flashing loose or something. I don't remember now. Okay, sweetheart. And I drove a nail in it. And when I did, I drove it right through a yellow jacket nest. So I had to slide down that pitch, or run down it. And then the back porch was a build-on back porch. And I ran down that. And I never even slowed down, Shane. It was probably 10 feet high. And I jumped. And I landed, and I didn't break anything. I rolled like they showed us in parachute school, and it worked.
No fun to fight those wasps, or yellow jackets, whatever you said they were. I think I would have done the same thing. I would have tried to run away.
You know, up there, and they was after me, I'll tell you for sure. I had some get me down here. I had a cover off of my little old Nissan red truck when I used to have it. And we had pulled it off to go someplace, and I put it over in the carport against the house, planning to leave it there a couple of days, and I wound up leaving it there, oh, probably a week. And I went to put it back on the truck, and it was full of whatever kind of wasp you call them down there. They're smaller than our yellow jackets were up there, but they still look like a yellow jacket. Boy, them suckers come out of there. One of them got me on the ear before I even seen them. And they do smart. Problem is with Bernice, she's allergic to them. And it's really scary when she gets stung. But, you know, the only thing she's got into down here has been the fire ants. And I don't want no part of them either. Well, Shane, I got to let you go. I'm going to go downstairs and hang out there and wait on the net. It's been great talking to you, and I hope you're getting close to home. And I hope you get your own truck with your own radio in it. I miss talking to you of an evening. Call me anytime. I thought you called me earlier, but you must have been calling your son-in-law. but I hope I didn't mess that up. Anyways, take care, Shane, and great to hear you. N4ZLK, N0OTR73.
Sorted as always. It's a pleasure. Always enjoy talking to you and Miss Bernice in the background there, and hope you have a good evening. And I'm not far from home. Got about a half a mile, so that worked out really well. Appreciate the ride-along, and you guys have a good evening. N0TR, N4ZLK, 73.
And Jeff Shane, and there's Charlie 21, Mike. It's Nehru. It's out in the Pacific, almost halfway between the U.S. and Australia. He's been coming in real well. Charlie 21, Mike. And then Fernando Denora, which I worked many years ago, but there's a de-expedition there, some German folks. And it's Papa Zero Fox, I think, or Papa Zero Fox. But you'll see it on QRZN. Just thought I'd throw that out there if you get on there. And they've been coming in on the upper bands late at night sometimes. I mean, this time of night. And 10, 12, 15, up in that area. Don't always hear that, and that's on CW. Well, no, they're on sideband also, on 10 meters. Take care, Shane, and 0TR clear.
If I get a chance, I'll look for them. N4ZLK clear.